T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But right now, yes. I want to talk about the Connecticut Jobs and Revenue Act, which has been proposed by a bipartisan group of our state legislators, led by State Senator Kathy Austin, Democrat from Sprague. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? I'm fine.
We're good. Thanks for joining us at this hour. Bipartisan effort to try to enhance the partnership between the state and the Mohegan and Mashantucket Pequot tribes. How did this come about?
We started working on this. Actually, we started working on it right at the end of session, but we have been talking about trying to get beyond conflict and come to a reasonable solution that would help out the state of Connecticut. After all, this is merely about Connecticut jobs and Connecticut revenue with a Connecticut business.
And basically, and now we'll get into the details here in a moment. The state, of course, will get a cut when it comes to the gambling and the, you know, betting on sports. And I believe there's some other things that, we'll get a piece of. And certainly, is it going to have a similar thing to the handle? You know, you basically 25% of the slot revenue. Is that in there?
It is.
Okay. So it's basically identical to what's going on now in the compact, just a little bigger and a little broader as to what it covers.
Correct. And it also includes table games in both of the...
Look out now. That's money.
Table games in both East Windsor, which we're hoping to break ground on very shortly, and then down in Bridgeport.
The Bridgeport Casino, Senator, the governor talked about it yesterday. It seems like there's equal support for it and people who are not in favor of it. In your opinion, why do we need a casino in Bridgeport when we already have two in the eastern part of the state and one in East Windsor?
This is something that the Bridgeport delegation has been working towards for probably 2.5 decades. And they see it as a catalyst to economic development. It wouldn't be just the only thing that they're working on, but it would be sort of that that point that would encourage other private development, in particular around the Steel Point area.
Okay, and so what is the status then? You were mentioning as you're breaking ground for the Windsor one. When do you think that would happen?
Hopefully in the next 2 months.
Okay, you know, a question I would have, and I just went did a quick web search, and apparently MGM, who's also interested in that casino, they apparently are, you know, they have a website up for, you know, MGM Bridgeport. So, I mean, it sounds to me like they really want that. Is there going to be a lawsuit on this?
I have no idea what MGM is going to do. They're
okay,
a business
that's honest.
That looks for jobs in Massachusetts and New York. They have the Springfield Casino and they have the Yonkers Casino, both of which they said they were not going to be involved with until they were involved with them. So, I mean, you know, to me, this is about Connecticut jobs, Connecticut revenue, and working with Connecticut businesses that have been helping us out with $8 billion over the last number of decades, something that cannot be replaced
now,
by
even the, I'm
MGM or anybody else.
Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, Senator. Even though the numbers show that the take, I saw Mohegan Sun was down last year, this is all intended to be one big happy family with Mohegan and Mashantucket, so that maybe if people go to Bridgeport instead, the money's all going to the same, place.
Correct. I don't know that every family is very happy, but, you know, I'm hoping that all of us have come to a very cohesive message. We all think that this is the best way to move forward, and it takes care of all of the issues that both the administration has, and it certainly helps out the Bridgeport delegation, brought us all together.
Okay. Talking with State Senator Kathy Austin from Sprague about the Connecticut Jobs and Revenue Act and the potential for putting up a new casino in Bridgeport. Do you also think, Senator, that in a way, if this casino, if this Bridgeport casino was passed, it might change opinions or help facilitate the online betting or the, you know, sports betting bill, which I know we've talked about till we're blue in the face?
Well, that's incorporated into this bill.
Oh, it is. Okay.
It is. Yes. Oh. We think I just did a quick online research. There are at least 30 other states that are looking at sports betting or have passed them. Even Puerto Rico passed sports betting just this week, and so Connecticut's really behind on modernizing its gaming institutions, and we just need to move forward on it. It needs to happen. It should have happened a year ago,
right.
And it should happen in special session. Again, I don't have the authority to ever call special session, but this is truly about Connecticut jobs and Connecticut revenue. As a matter of fact, on the Connecticut Mirror today is an impact study on the Pequots and how much they put in to include $180 million in payroll.
Right.
So I think that you know, we're working with people, and right. if you looked at what they have done for nonprofits across the state, they are a very giving business. They've done a lot in Eastern Connecticut.
Right.
They impact Eastern Connecticut and some of the poorest municipalities with jobs. Between the two tribes, there's about 12,000 jobs, clearly one of our top employers. And also, the single, between the two of them, when you add them together, the revenue we get from no other business in the state. It's just truly about Connecticut jobs,
wow.
Connecticut revenue with a Connecticut business, and competitors are only looking to stop Connecticut from moving forward in the line of sports betting and online gaming. They want to stop that, and I don't know why we would ever want to give away business that belongs to a Connecticut business. We would never go down to Newport News and say, hey, we would like you to compete with Electric Boat and facilitate their getting jobs. This is the same thing.
On your research, you couldn't get odds on what the odds are of getting this new casino, could you?
No, I could not do that.
I know a guy. He can give you some odds.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, you know, the one thing, I'm glad you pointed this out a minute ago. You know, in addition to the, you know, 25% from the slot machines. Oh, just to back up a minute. You were saying table games would be included. Would that be at all three casinos, all four to be?
No, it would only be at the two offsite.
Okay, the two offsite. And the other question I have is, because a lot of the criticism is of casinos, well, it really doesn't do much, you know, for the people around the people always look at Atlantic City in this case.
Right.
But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I'm glad you put that in there because apparently they do have a positive effect.
They do have a very positive effect. They help out with, I can't name a nonprofit that they don't help out in Eastern Connecticut. It's
same
just
here.
United Way, museums, TVCCA. A hospice. They have just done great work in Eastern Connecticut. They are an excellent partner. Both of them are excellent partners working with us.
Right.
Sounds good. A lot of things where they do,
Deputy President pro tempore of the Senate, Kathy Austin, who represents 10 towns, which we can't go into now because we got to get to traffic, where there's probably traffic in all those towns. Kathy, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate
it. Take care.
Okay. Have a nice day, guys.
Bye, Senator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.